But before that, I want to invite Martha McLaughlin up to read and share with us our daily word for today.
Good morning. Our daily word for today is refresh. Honoring the divine presence within, I am refreshed. Stretching and yawning after a good sleep, enjoying a brisk walk in the early morning, or sipping a refreshing drink after a workout or time in the sun, I feel refreshed. I move forward into my next activity with renewed feeling of well-being. Building upon and refreshing my knowledge may relieve me from thinking too much about my obligations. Spending time with a good book or revisiting favorite passages from my favorite writings can give me a relaxing mental pause. I find many opportunities to refresh my awareness that God, the divine presence, is within me wherever I am, whatever I am doing. It takes only a moment to find God's presence reflected in the people and animals I encounter and in the natural beauty that surrounds me, so that by God's will, I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. Romans 15:32. Today's day of the word is refresh.
I was inspired today in thinking about our meditation to change the game a little bit, change things around, and I'm glad I did. And things seem to work out in a spiritual and cosmic sense. So I'm going to start with the singing bowl to take us into that place of consciousness where we are one spirit, to open our hearts. And then I will focus on our prayer box and a time of releasing our thoughts and our love to those in need of prayer. And then I will lead you through a journey in a parable. And I think you will find it interesting. I hope so. So let us start. Take a deep breath. Relax. Be prepared for this time of being together with a holy consciousness. And so we come together in a time of prayer. And we lift our hearts and our eyes to those whose names are in our prayer box, knowing that this is not a physical form, not just a shape in space and time, but this is a transmitter, a transcendent bridge to divine spirit. And so we send our love and our care to those temporarily in need of assistance from those who temporarily are feeling that we have indeed the love of God to share. And I invite you now to take a moment to speak aloud with a high frequency vibration the names of those in our hearts, in our minds, who also temporarily need our help. That maybe they have forgotten just for a moment that they're one with Divine Spirit. And they are magically powerful and capable of all miracles, just as Divine Being is with us at all times and bring us into that field of infinite possibility. So I speak the name of Denny Martin and spring prayers to his family and friends. And we send love and comfort to them. Speak of Courtney, Jessica, Liam, Marjorie, Matthew, Brad, Michael, Nancy, and Mike Walker, Kirby. And so we say thank you, sweet spirit, for as we touch others and share our compassion with them, so our compassion doubles and encircles us and lifts our spirits and our hearts higher and higher. Amen. And now I want to lead you in a journey. I invite you to join me in this journey into a parable. And this parable, I have to acknowledge, originally was the idea and shared by author and educator David Foster Wallace. And I thought this parable was so appropriate, and that our master way-shower and teacher Jesus would certainly enjoy it, because, of course, this is a fish story, and he hung around a lot with fishermen. And I would devote it also to our good friend and loving member of this spiritual community, Denny Martin. And so here's the fish story. So, two very young fish were swimming along in the great ocean. And as they did so, an older fish approached them, going the opposite direction. And when the older fish came up to them, he looked at the two young fish and he said, "Howdy, boys, how's the water?" And they did not respond, but swam on, and so did he. And after a while, the two young fish, as they swam along in this great ocean, one of them turned to the other, and he said, "What the hell is water?" And so you might think, well, what is the message of this parable? And there are many interpretations, but I invite you to focus on one, and that is that we live in an ocean that consists of two states of consciousness. One state is that lower state of consciousness, perhaps unconsciousness, that we seem to be born into as we incarnate in this three-dimensional world. A state of consciousness where we are fed a sense that we are alone. And we are trained to believe this, that we are a soul isolated and alone in our own skin, swimming with millions and billions of others who are also alone. And so this is a lonely experience, and many times a fearful one and a painful one. And we wish it was not that way, but so we swim on. And then, at some point, we notice perhaps that there is some other soul who does not act like or seem like any of the other fish in the sea, and not like we are. And that other fish teases us or excites us into thinking that maybe there is another way, and offers us a tip, a hint, a gift, offers us perhaps a book, an idea, a hug, a handshake, a course to take, a workshop to be in, maybe A Course in Miracles. And we begin to see that there is some other way of being in this ocean. And so we swim on, looking for some way into that place of being. And then one day we see someone who we recognize not in person, but by their manner of being, the spirit within them, the joy that emanates from them, and the vibrancy of their spirit. And we follow them, and we find ourselves swimming into a zone, a region that is totally different. There is a warmth there, and we feel ourselves wrapped in love, and our hearts lift in joy. And the other souls around us dance with delight and seem to be in a totally different state of mind. And we want to know what they know and to dance like they dance. And so we listen to what they have to say. And our hearts are quickened, our vibrations raised. But as we swim on, we exit that region, and into the ocean we return, and our hearts once again feel heavy. But we do not believe that is a dream. We know that there is another way of being and another reality. And so we swim on. And we swim with just a little bit more energy and a little bit more sense of our life. And then, another day, we see a mist ahead of us, and we pass through that mist into a region, again, perhaps the same region, or perhaps another one. And in this region, we experience that same love and peace, heartwarming joy. And we dance with the others in that region as they swim, and as they celebrate life anew, a life reborn. And so, as we do that, some of our scales fall away. Scales of pain, of guilt, of resentment. Scales that are scars from all the things that we feel that we have lost and that we regret. But we are heartened by being in that region with those friends, with those souls akin to ours. But again, we pass out of that region into the ocean, the great ocean. And we see around us vast numbers who still believe that they are who they were told they were when they entered this ocean. But we speed ahead now, much lighter of soul, much lighter of spirit, and we enter then another region. We pass through that mist once again, and in this new region, we see again what seems like thousands of throngs of other souls dancing in delight, who know who they are and are not confused any longer by the conditioning they received on entry into that ocean. And so we know that we, like them, are somehow different, and we throw our arms wide and we say, I am that difference. I am love. I live in joy and wonder and amazement, and I have compassion and kindness and caring for all those other souls out there. And I want to share that. And I want to be that new being and live in that new state of consciousness. And so suddenly we find ourselves lifted out, and we no longer see the ocean momentarily, or that region of lightness and joy when we felt almost weightless. And now we feel our weightlessness. We feel that we are without body, without a corporeal form, and there are no scales and nothing weighing us down. But we are truly one in spirit, and we see ourselves in the divine all being, knowing our true self. And in that true self, we see around us everything. We see the universe, the cosmos, with billions of stars and planets and beings of all kinds living their lives. We look around and we also know that there is the ocean, and there are the fish, billions of fish. And around us we see land and trees and animals and other people, other beings. And it's all happening at once. There is no time and no place but this holy place where we are one with the divine all being. And we have always been that, and so it is. And so we proceed, we step forward in this new reality, in this new state of consciousness, to continue our journey, our soul's journey. And in that new state of consciousness, we realize the universe within us. And we say, so, this is water. This is water. And amen. And I invite you now to come back into this place, into this now moment of space and time, to continue your soul's life journey now. Take a deep breath, slowly open your eyes, and you are welcome back, and you bring with you that spirit of divine love, of compassion, of wholeness and holiness, of wisdom, of intelligent force, and a heart of kindness with a raised vibrational frequency. And you will take this with you as you leave today and walk with it, in it, and knowing that you have that divine being in you, and you breathe in it, live it, think it, and are always comforted with it. And so it is, and so it shall be. Namaste, and blessings on everyone.